Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo's jeweler watch tells me it's 11:09 and change here in the great Northeast. This beautiful but rainy Thursday, October 30th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Francis, Ponce, Cerace, Mayfield, Andrew, Andy Simonick, Scott Township, and Richard Andruzzi, Treskow. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide you with a sanctuary of sanity in a world that's gone mad, in a world where they're carrying on about the free ballroom the taxpayers will be getting at the White House instead of the amazing trade deals that Donald Trump has been managing throughout the world. Oh, and the peace agreements as well. Mm-hmm. Somebody said the power is out in the Dutch Hollow section of the south side of Scranton. Where's PPL when you need them? Well, I had blinking lights this morning, even though there wasn't any heavy wind. I don't know, interesting. And by the way, it brings me back to our DPW guys. They were out there today for us. Crappy weather, in the dark, getting the job done. So thank you. I do it normally 9 o'clock hour, but it came to mind again this hour because they were out there like doing hard work in crappy weather. By the way, somebody says, don't know if you saw the horrible ad against Brasnahan in today's newspaper. Let's see. Let us go to the newspaper quickly. By the way, this Mamdani, he gets worse. And his father is a sickening disgrace. These are disgusting people. Absolutely disgusting people. And they want to get him elected. And he may get elected. In fact, most likely will. Unreal. All right, so here it is. A group called Paid for Unrig Our Economy. President Trump and Republicans' tariffs are taking a bite out of our Halloween candy. The price of a bag of candy increased by more than 16% this year. Tell him high tariffs are gobbling up our budgets. It's the typical liars. The typical lying. That's what they do. And they completely reorient from a plane of normality to a plane of insanity to make their arguments. Like, we had this an illegal alien taken out of a place of business yesterday in Dunmore. And the mayor, who I'm guessing, I like him, he's a nice guy, great family, I'm guessing he's a left-wing loon. Number one, because Commissioner Gaughan, the boy king, chose him to be his running mate early on. And this nonsense. And I don't often go on Facebook, but somebody directed me to do it. You know, that something goofy was on Facebook. And I looked and I saw a post by the mayor. It said, "I'm disgusted by what I'm hearing about ICE in Dunmore this morning." Well, what? About what? You know what I mean? And I understand you can't get your full message across on Facebook. I get that. But he continues, "I'm on the phone right now trying to get real answers. This is not something we'll accept here in Dunmore." Well, who are you? Number one, who are you? You're barely in charge of the cops. So I wrote back on Facebook. I seldom post on Facebook. It gets silly. And I said, "So you're saying that the presence of duly appointed and properly trained federal law enforcement in my hometown is a problem, and you are disgusted without even knowing why they are there and who they are protecting us and the people of Dunmore from. I hope you understand how ridiculous you sound." Like, how do we get this totally reversed? How do we legal aliens get first dibs in this country? I don't get it. And we need immigration. And we need them to be assimilated into this country and its culture. And in that respect, they will add to the culture. It's a great thing. It actually makes our country better than everybody else. Legal immigration and assimilation. And they were very brave to get here. And they're 95 or more percent under proper circumstances would be a great addition to this country. But I mean, I don't know. I'm not understanding. There's a problem with federal law enforcement enforcing federal law. And as it turns out, sadly, the guy missed. He missed his hearing. Now, so what were federal law enforcement to do? He misses his hearing. And I feel sorry for him. Okay. Maybe he was, I have no idea. Maybe he didn't want to tell his boss, I'm illegal and I've got to go to an immigration hearing. Well, he didn't. And he didn't attend. And now he's incarcerated. What part of that is wrong from the federal government standpoint? And by the way, the same people carrying on had nothing to say when 10 to 20 million illegal aliens came in here, unvetted, unvaccinated, untested during COVID. They didn't care about that either. So what am I going to, how do you have a sensible discussion when that's your position? That federal law enforcement is disgusting when they enforce the law. Somebody said this is so true. In the old days, people wanted to become Americans. Now they just want to come to America. Very different. And I want to point out to you, there's a study that was done with this, and it's very timely. Food stamps. Okay, that's SNAP that they're all talking about, cut off Saturday. Now, here's presented the percentage of people of various ethnicities, various national backgrounds that are on food stamps. 45.6% of Afghanis, 42.4% of Somalis, 34.8% of Iraqis, 23.3% of Haitians. They're on food stamps. Now, you know that's what you know what that means, obviously. Native Americans get less. And they are not carrying their weight, these immigrants, illegal and otherwise. And governors like ours, Shapiro, are not auditing their programs, Medicaid, Medicare, and SNAP, to make sure that illegals aren't receiving. So the numbers are actually even worse. Please remember that. Luciano, you've been beyond patient. We only have about a minute, but fire away, friend.
Let me say this. I listened to a conservative talk show host just on Sunday. He comes on. He's an immigration lawyer. He's a conservative. He says anybody that dilutes the modern-day liberal attorneys that represent illegals, they distort and pervert the Bible. It's a crime. I repeat, it's a crime. And I've called him and talked to him twice. It's a crime to work with fake Social Security card, fake IDs that you can get in New York and Philadelphia and Chicago. It's a felony. It's not a misdemeanor. And two, he stated, and it's documented, that they bring in $37 billion they brought in last year. You know what they take away? They take away from the American taxpayers $185,000. But, Bob, more importantly, we have American citizens in jail for felony, for identity theft. It is a crime. Most of them are working Latin kings, Latin brown brothers of soul. They get your Social Security card. They can get you a fake ID. I wouldn't do it. But I know where in 7th and Susquehanna, 18th and Girard Avenue, where you can get a Social Security and picture ID for about $1,500. And
well, that's how... Luciano, we have it in Dunmore. We have it in Dunmore. We have it in Dunmore, the guy I'm talking about. God bless him. Good guy. Everybody loved him. Child in Dunmore schools. He had to have had a Social Security number to be working.
Fake, you can get it, like I told you. You can get it in 9th and Susquehanna. You can buy the fake Social Security. Picture ID nowadays with modern technology, it's extremely easy. And the media, the liberal, radical, socialist, communist media is not telling you this. Bob, I'm a Latino. I've been around Chicanos. I've been around people that have gotten fake Social Security pictures IDs in Philadelphia. You can get it. If the money's right, you can get it. And the employers, they turn their backs. They consciously do not check out if it's a fake Social Security picture. These employers need to be arrested. Just like in Mexico, at this present time, Mexico is deporting everyone and anyone from Central and South America, and they're deporting them right at this moment. And we are such cowards. And we need to enforce our democracy. Hey, Bob, you were in jail, brother, right? And you had children. And you had children in this country. Well, American citizens are in jail for identity theft. Why can't it be held to the migrants, illegals, brother?
Well, look at I have compassion
brother,
for them as
I have compassion when it comes to immigration.
No, I have compassion I have compassion for them as people, but that does not entitle them to be here. It just doesn't. My compassion doesn't make it legal. Your compassion doesn't make it legal. The left's compassion doesn't make it doesn't make them legal. It's what
the Constitution does. Immigration law does, like this conservative immigration law that comes on Kansas City on Sundays. He's a conservative. He says the liberal immigration lawyers pervert and distort the Constitution when it comes to undocumented migrants.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you, Luciano. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Murph tells us Cat Stevens, before he went loony, this date, 1971, of the number one easy listening charts, hit with that great song, Peace Train. And 1974, this date, Muhammad Ali knocked out George Foreman, eighth round of a 15-round bout in Kinshasa, Zaire. The Rumble in the Jungle. And, you know, I did not believe that it happened. Foreman said, well, I got drugged, you know, this kind of thing. I thought, no way. Until I saw Foreman fight, I think he fought five guys, but he had a fight after that. And he ran out of gas. And I said, that's exactly what Ali did to him. And George turned out to be a great, great guy. He found religion. He found God. He found Jesus. Became a preacher. Then came back as a fighter. And much, much beloved. Let's go to Bill from Pittston. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Doing good, Bob. About a year ago, September 24, I called you and I said that I told Dave McCormick and Rob Bresnahan that they should look into making education on the Holocaust mandatory in our Commonwealth. They both thought it was good ideas, but of course they had to get elected first. And yesterday I called Rob, I called Dave, and I called Fetterman and Dan Muser saying that same thing, especially in light of the situation in Virginia at that high school where the Muslims wanted their own little clubs to start up anti-Semitism. And I think I still think it's a good idea. Rob seemed interested. His aide said he was going to call me either yesterday or today sometime to discuss it. But I really think it's good because it's going to put people like Mandami back on there. Even if it incites these guys to get involved with a dialogue, it's going to put the Republicans in a chance to go on the attack and point out all the many of the deficiencies of the Democrats.
Well, our history and civics are either not good or they are non-existent. In the curriculum today, because the wokesters have taken over the Pennsylvania Department of Education. They've taken over important institutions like the Education Department at Penn State. And you've got to overcome that. But yeah, maybe a federal law is the way to go. It may be the only way to go, by the way.
Yeah, it's so sad because it's only going to get worse, and it is getting worse. Where you have these poor Jewish kids afraid to even go to school. And somebody's going to get seriously hurt or murdered. And if we have to stand to teach these kids, because, you know, you bring it up. I when I'm teaching a class at the church, I ask the kids about the Holocaust. They don't have a clue. And so I'm trying to educate them myself. But I really do think it's time for a federal law that it should be mandatory and, you know, at least get these kids up to snuff and learning about how cruel certain people that are trying to take over this country really are.
I don't disagree. I like it, Bill. Keep plugging. Keep us up to date, and I'll ask them myself. All right?
Good.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
we'll take a break. Bob Kodar, WIK. We'll be back with our Veterans Tribute, the weather, and then back to the phones. It's the Bob Kodar Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga. And just today we feature just one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. Well, it's Thursday. That means if you're going to do a pre-weekend deal, you want to go to a bar restaurant, check out the Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township, Far Street Tavern in West Side. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. You want fine dining? We got it. Aterra 519, downtown Scranton. The Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Movie? Oh, yeah. Scranton Art House, voted the best movie house in Northeast PA. You want nightlife? Why not go to the best nightclub? They're open tonight. Sergei's, no cover. Richard Andruzzi, he was 85 when we lost him October 22nd. His family quotes John 3:16 in his obit. Born in Hazleton, 1957, graduate of Hazleton High School. He enlisted in the United States Army. He was an E-5 machinist with an overseas tour of duty in Germany. When he came back, he was hired by Kowecki Barilko Industries as an A-class machinist. When they closed, he worked for Bethlehem Steel. He later opened his own business, Plum World, in Bloomsburg. Plum World was later bought out by APR Supply, and Richard was the branch manager for several years. He married the love of his life, Andrea Kokinda, back in 1965, they shared 60 glorious years together, never walking along without holding hands. They built a life and a family together that they truly cherished, especially their four boys. Rich Andruzzi was always up for an adventure. They called his fishing boat the SS Whitecaps. He wore flannel shirts daily. And spent most of his life in Treskow, taking great pride in that community. He took a part in the placing of the memorials for Arthur Gardner and Junedale. Well, for Arthur Gardner in Treskow and Junedale. Survived by his loving wife, Andrea Andruzzi, those four sons, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and many other family members. Richard Andruzzi. Our great veterans brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, cloudy with rain, heavy at times, between 1 to 2 inches of rain possible, high 57. Tonight, clouds with rain tapering off, 47. Halloween, Friday, cloudy and windy with a chance of showers, 50. Saturday, partly sunny, 53. Sunday, partly sunny, 55 degrees. All right, we're back. Somebody texted in, the Democrat Party is no longer a party for America or American traditional values. The Democrat Party does everything to hurt America, such as open borders, supporting the illegal criminals over law enforcement, and ICE, transgender ideology on innocent children instead of a normal God and country patriotism education. current government shutdown, all things that the Democrats do is hurt the American people. Few would disagree. Well, more than we would like, because you're pretty much on. You're pretty much on. Somebody asked, who's checking on Marty Flynn's political committee donations of $100,000 to Tom Welby? What is to check on? Seriously. Marty supports him. He's got money in his I don't see anything nefarious. I see a left-wing lunatic newspaper that supports lunatic Bill Gahan and lunatic Paige Cognetti trying to make something out of it. That's what I see. He's got a campaign committee. The campaign committee can make donations. They made a substantial one. Now, factor that into your vote, because remember what this is. This is a battle between Marty Flynn and Billy Gahan, the boy king, and his faction, which includes the Neelans, the Caseys, all that gang, the mayor, all the left-wingers, and who's going to prevail in the party. That's why you vote for Chip Murley. Pox on both their houses. We're not going to figure out who's good, bad, and different. We need change. Period. Well, let's go to Sean McAndrew. He is a candidate for Scranton City Council. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you today? Thanks for having me on.
Doing great. Fire away, my man.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, call in to kind of talk about why I'm running for city council.
Please do. Please do.
The last 5 years I've been on the school board. When I first got on the school board, the district was in disarray. You know, we had a financial recovery officer here. We are now out of financial debt. We're in the monitoring phase. We have a $30 million fund balance. It's the probably the biggest fund balance the district has in the last 20 years.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's helping us right now with the budget not passing. We're in a good spot other than some of these other districts. One of the most concerning things when I first got on the school board, there wasn't any safety features. I walked into classrooms with no phones, no PA systems, no clocks, no cameras. We've fixed all that. We make sure every classroom has a phone. They have a working PA system. We have armed guards now because, unfortunately, that's the reality of the world we live in today. So we made our school safer because if on any level of government, whether you're the national, state, or local, safety's first. You can't have a strong community if you're not safe. And those accomplishments and also fighting to not raise taxes and, you know, not being a rubber stamp or not just saying yes to the administration or the state when the state recovery officer, the state recovery officer and the governor's office wanted us to close schools and raise taxes. I fought against all that. I feel like I always want to leave somewhere better than, when I got there. And I feel like I'm doing that in the school district. And now I just want to shift my focus to the city because, you know, crime is ticking up. The Pennsylvania State Police, if you saw the stats, the numbers of the crime increasing in Scranton, that's scary. I want to make sure our police officers and all of our first responders have the resources they need to protect us, but also protect themselves when they're out there risking their lives for us every day and they come home to their family safe. And also the finances. I mean, it's hard for people to live here. We want people to come in here, to move here, raise their families. But we also want people to stay here. And I think, especially for the 65 and older, I've been pushing, on my campaign that we need to look at some tax rebates for them because, they're hit with, inflation and they have budgets that, budget constraints and they're,
Well, if you get in there, I want you to stop this fool $30 million project that Mayor Many Names has started, which is going to put in stop signs and bike lanes. We can't afford it, and it's insane.
Well, I think the focus has to go back to the neighborhoods, right? The downtown is beautiful, and that's because of the developers. They have done a great job with making downtown amazing. Whether you're going down there to shop or you're going down there for dinner, we have to start talking and focusing more on the neighborhoods. You know, when I was walking, knocking on doors, that's what people are talking about. That's what they want to address. They want their roads paved. They want the blighted property that's next to their house or, up the street taken care of. Some of these properties have been sitting there for 5 to 7 years, and the can just keeps getting kicked down the road. And that's my focus. We have to bring it back to the basics. We have to make sure we're safe. We have to make sure we're getting our services. And that's what I'm going to do. And I feel like we need more strong voices on city council and not just rubber stamps. You know, there's a lot of things that are, you know, that are happening that people don't even know about. I mean, look at council, the council president and the mayor put increases for both of their salaries. Council president put an increase for 44% for his salary, you know, and raised taxes throughout his tenure. So you can't be doing that when you're raising taxes. You have to focus on how we help our community and fix these neighborhoods. And I want to be a strong voice to push back on that. And, you know, and compromise when needed too. I mean, we all have to come together no matter what party. We're all Scrantonians. We have to work together and make this a place that people want to stay, but also people want to move into and raise their families.
Amen.
And I think that'll go a long way.
Well, thank you, Sean McAndrew. Good luck on your campaign. You got a big weekend ahead, obviously. So stay safe, stay strong on the campaign trail. Thanks for calling in.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, my friend. Sean McAndrew, candidate for city council, city of Scranton. And that's pretty good. He touched all the bases, that's for sure. Hey, we got another candidate calling in, our man Chet Murley. Our candidate for Lackawanna County Commissioner. Chet, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for taking my call, Robert. You are right on the message today. And to reinforce it, I received phone calls from the local paper and two television stations. And it's almost like a surprise that they uncovered something that everybody's been talking about for a long time. I do understand it makes news, but my quote in the paper is basically what you have been saying. The taxpayers are going to be the losers and are the losers while this party continually fights. It's like those old movie and comedy shows where there's two boxers in the ring and they're punching each other and they end up both knocking each other out.
Yeah.
That's what we have to hope for, that they do knock each other out and we get a new majority in there and one that's willing to really put some emphasis on this budget.
It is so important that we end this infighting by electing you. Nothing good is going to come out of this insanity. Nothing good is going to come out of having Bill Gaughan continue in the majority or return to the majority. Nothing.
Agreed.
And now, and I don't take much for it. I mean, we know Tom Welby's Marty Flynn's candidate, period. No doubt about it. It seems excessive, $100,000, but it's not nefarious. But now we know who is behind it and who's going to pull the strings. Chet Murley, we know he's going to pull his own strings. That's pretty important to know.
As I've been making the rounds and we've been going out every night, you know what that's like. It could be exhausting. 90% of the people, it's taxes and it's reassessment. And what can you do for us?
Yeah.
And that's the message. And we're going to address that.
I like it, Chet. I think you and Chris will work together very well. It took a long time. And I, you know, you're a thinker. You act deliberately. I've known you a long time. And you approach running for office the same way. And now you did it when you were ready to actually perform the duties that people need to have performed.
I don't think I've seen the county this bad in 20 years.
No, it really hasn't been. And Chet, I wish you Godspeed on the campaign trail. You got to win. You have to help us and win. You really do.
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Always. Chet Murley, our candidate for Lackawanna County Commissioner. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. Oh, I love ELO. This date, 1976, they were moving up the charts, Murph says, with their hit Living Thing. We're going to finish with the Beatles. Their number one hit this date in 1965, Yesterday, is the song we'll conclude with. Somebody texts in, Bob, they do need to get rid of Median on Lackawanna Avenue. 500, I agree. 500 block empty because of no parking. But remember what this is going to do. It's going to, you take away the median, and then it's going to take away the parking anyway with the bike lanes. It's insane. But the listener continues, stop signs make a lot of sense on some streets like Penn. Close call. I don't know. And by the way, I had my own traffic plan for downtown Scranton. I presented to Jimmy McNulty about 45 years ago when he first won for mayor. And the listener says, the bike lane just on Lackawanna Avenue would be enough, and the two-way around the square is a good idea. That, I got to tell you this, I don't know, but I will take you over the $30 million plan and your advice over the $30 million plan of Mayor Many Dames any day. I'm open to this. I'm open to changes. I am not open to insanity so that she could go to a mayor's conference and so that she could run for Congress and say, look what I did. I did just what all the progressive cities did. And I mean that progressive pejoratively. But thank you. I can't disagree with the comments. All right, so Donald Trump coming back. I'm actually frightened to see the news coverage. It was a tour de force. He was nothing more than a colossus striding among the countries in the Far East. They paid inordinate amounts of respect for him, something Biden never got, something that Barack never got, something that Bush never got. It's really remarkable how they are reacting him, because he's not afraid to hammer them if he has to. That's a big deal. It's important. So we'll see how the coverage goes and take it from there. But yeah, so much going on as always. The government shutdown continues. The Israeli and Gazan battle continues. The ceasefire is a partial myth. But what it did is it brought once again all of the Arab countries in agreement with Israel, which is the basis of Middle East peace, not these lunatics like Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis, funded by Iran. Now, as it continues, Republicans have a tough choice here. As of now, the Democrats ain't changing. And they can change the rules so that the filibuster ends. Remember when the Democrats wanted to do it? I don't agree with it, but I understand if they want to get the government open and sickening Schumer continues his charade along with the left-wing lunatic Democrats he leads in the Senate. We're going to see. Oh, and the Louvre, the thieves at the Louvre caught. It isn't an important story in the scheme of things, but I'm a Pink Panther fan. So I have some interest in it. Hey, guys, loved being with you today, of course. In any event, you guys, it's good to be with you. As always, you know that. Tomorrow we'll be back, God willing, to do it all again. And listen to you. That's for sure. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. But for now, I must say adios and gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Have a great afternoon.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.